probably know Avocado Green Mattress for their certified organic mattresses. I've been talking about that lately. But did you know they also make unbelievably breathable natural bedding? From soft organic cotton sheets to light as air silk and lofty down duvets, their bedding is designed to naturally regulate your temperature and keep you cool, comfy, and sleeping soundly all night long. So listen up, hot sleepers. This one's for you. This bedding is perfect for hot sleepers in warmer months. Hello, Texas summer. Avocado sheets and duvet inserts are naturally breathable and they help regulate your temperature so you can sleep cool, dry, and comfortable all night long. And just like those mattresses, avocado bedding is crafted from renewable, biodegradable materials with the highest social and environmental standards. So it's better for you and better for the planet. And beyond that sustainability, this bedding is designed to deliver luxurious comfort that will have you looking forward to crawling into your bed every night. Head on over to avocadomattress.com to save 10% on all bedding and 50% on clearance bedding. Avocado, dream of better.
Christian parenting.
Hey guys, welcome to Pardon Mess. This is Cynthia, and I'm so glad you're joining with us. We are praying this week for our kids and the key to a bad day. And so it's Psalm 13 that we're dealing with today that we're going to be reading and using as our text. Verses 2, 5, and 6 are the key verses. Let me read those real quick as we start off. How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me. All right, so it's kind of funny as I read through this yesterday and I was thinking about, you know, a bad day and what am I really going to say about this? And I wrote this prayer journal, obviously, a long time ago. And I'm reading and I'm like, I'm not sure I have anything else to say about what is the key to having a bad day. And then as I woke up this morning and I'm getting ready to tape this, I'm literally thinking, this is going to be a bad day because I got a shingle shot yesterday and my arm is killing me. And again, in the whole scheme of life, this is not a big deal. The bigger deal is that I'm at the age where I need a shingle shot. Am I right? But nonetheless, I was like, oh, this is going to be one of those days. And as I'm sitting here kind of going through that in my head and starting to pray and think things through, I realize how much my inner narrative plays a part in whether I have a good or a bad day. I think that's the case for all of us, right? The story we're telling ourselves, the things we're allowing in our mind, what a difference they make in whether we're having a good day or a bad day. And we can't control our circumstances, right? There's just going to be hard things. There's going to be things that can lead us down the path of a bad day, right? But we can control our inner narrative. And I think that's what David does so well here. And so I really want to dig into the text a little bit. Psalm 13 is small, it's short, and so there's not a lot of words, but I like how David, how he handles what he's walking through. And so he says four times, how long? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts? How long will my enemy triumph over me? He goes through these how longs. And I think that's part of it when we're facing something really hard in life. We want to know the duration. It's almost like I can do anything if you'll just tell me that it'll be over at a certain point. How long is this going to last? And so that's what he's going through. He's felt like God's forgotten him. Maybe the Lord's forsaken him. But what I love about this is he's acknowledging his feelings, but he's not ruled by them, right? He's acknowledging his feelings and what's hard. His inner narrative, right? He's giving it to the Lord. But he's not going to be ruled by his feelings. One of the commentaries I read said, we have to be careful with our feelings because they're impacted by our fallenness. So we can't trust them, right? Our feelings are impacted by our fallenness. So we can't trust them. And so there's three ways that David talks about in this psalm. I'm going to read it in a minute, but he's in anguish. He's struggling in his relationship with God. He points to that, like, how long, God, are you going to forsake me, basically, is what he's saying. So he's struggling with his relationship with God, his relationship with himself. He references, like, how long is my soul going to feel this way? The sorrow in my heart. And then the third thing is relationship with his enemy. How long can my enemies triumph over me? And so really, if you're having a bad day, I feel like that kind of covers it. Somewhere in there, you're struggling either with your relationship with your God or relationship with yourself or relationship maybe with an enemy. But then he says something I think that's so important, and I've never caught this before, but he says these words in verse 3, and I'm going to read it from the translation that's in my Bible sitting here, but it says, look on me and answer, O Lord, my God. Okay, look on me and answer. But then the other translation I was reading, I believe it's ESV, it says, enlighten my eyes. Enlighten my eyes, right? Think about that. If we could stop the internal dialogue, that narrative, the story we're telling ourselves, and instead we just come clean with how we're feeling, what we're struggling with, and then ask the Lord, like, Lord, will you enlighten my eyes? Show me what I'm not seeing. Help me walk through the places that I don't know what you're doing, where your hand is. And it's interesting that after he prays that, he starts to totally change his tone. He's asked the Lord to enlighten his eyes. And then he goes on to say, I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices. Okay, so we hear him talk about trust, rejoice. And he says, I will sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me. And so it's completely different perspective. He starts in the worst of places and ends up rejoicing, singing, praising the Lord. And so I think when we're talking about a bad day, I think David's giving us the perfect way to handle it. Start off, acknowledge what you're dealing with. You're walking through something hard, right? But then start changing that narrative, praying, asking God, laying it out there. And when he enlightens your eyes, ask for that. That's the thing we should all be praying. We should be praying that for our kids, like enlighten our eyes. Show us what we're not seeing. Give us a fuller picture of who you are and what you're doing. And so I kind of made a list of things in my own life for a bad day and things I think we can pray over our kids. And it's a short list, but one, let's acknowledge our feelings, right? So let's pray that for ourselves, for our kids this week. Let's acknowledge our feelings. Let's acknowledge the bad day. Let's acknowledge the hard in our lives, knowing that we're feeling that way and our feelings are reality, but they are not typically truth, right? They're impacted by our fallenness. So we're not going to completely trust them. David felt like God had abandoned him. Like God was not stepping in. He wasn't going to help him, right? That's not truth, but he acknowledged the feelings. That's the first thing. But then the second thing I think we need to do is we need to preach ourselves some better sermons. And I'm going to tell you something. When I'm having a bad day or I'm not in the mood for whatever, I'm down, discouraged, what's the last thing I want to do? If I'm really honest, the last thing I want to do is read the Bible. I'm just being completely honest with you there. That's a hard place for me to go when I'm feeling discouraged. And so that's the number one place I need to go, right? But I found this. If I'm in a hard place, if I'm struggling through something, if it's a hard day, if I will just listen to worship music, that's a game changer for me. Like that's not that hard for me to do. Just flip it on my AirPods when I go walking, go for a walk, get some fresh air in my car. That's a small step that makes huge dividends in my own life. And even recently, I went walking recently, I don't know, last week, and I was kind of having one of those mornings. And it was interesting because I have this playlist on my Spotify account, this playlist I listened to that came from a friend. And I have a friend that's been walking a really, really hard place with one of her children. And so she had a big group of people come to her house in her backyard and sing praise and worship music and pray over her house, her family, her child, but really just to worship the Lord more than anything else. And so I took those songs and I made a playlist because it was just the most incredible night. And so when I went walking the other day, I was having kind of a hard day. I was listening to this song. Have y'all heard this song? If you haven't, you need to listen. It's called Highlands Song of Ascent. I think it's Benjamin Hastings and Hillsong United. But this is what I kept hearing and what totally helped me. And the song, it says this in the chorus, I'll praise you on the mountain. I'll praise you when the mountain is in my way. You're the summit where my feet are. So I'll praise you in the valleys all the same. No less God within the shadows. No less faithful when the night leads me astray. Because you're the heaven where my heart is, in the highlands and the heartache all the same. I mean, what a beautiful song. What a beautiful word that I needed that morning. In fact, I've been praying that over my kids and I sent it to them, but just praying that my kids will know God on the mountain. They'll know him when the mountain's in the way, when it's the bad day. And so that's the second thing is worship. Let's acknowledge the problems, but let's worship and preach ourselves a different sermon. Let's change the narrative in our head. And if we can't go to scripture, which is the best place to go, let's just go to the next best thing. Let's like put some good godly music in our ears. And then here's the third thing I would say. We've got to learn to guard our hearts. And by guarding our hearts, guard what we allow around us, especially when we're vulnerable. I know when I'm walking in a more vulnerable season. In fact, I'm in kind of a vulnerable season right now. I know that. And I've got to protect what I allow in around me. What's in loud in my heart? What am I going to allow to influence me? And whether that's a person, maybe there's certain people that you need to kind of You need to distance for a certain period of time. Maybe it's the things you read. Maybe it's what you're watching, the media, social media, whatever those things are. Be wise. We want to guard our hearts. I'm thinking of a time about 6 or 8 months ago when I was kind of in a bad place and I woke up in the morning and the first thing I did was look at my phone and there was an email that just like totally sent me reeling. And I was like, you have got to be kidding me. And so I'm just in the worst place about it and struggling. And I finally got kids to school, did all the things. And I went back to my email and ended up reading a different email I had sent myself from church the day before. And in that, I had written a lyric, when all you see is a battle, he sees the victory. And I thought, gosh, how my morning would have been different if I would have read that email before the one that upset me. And maybe I just need to stop checking my phone first thing in the morning. I think that's the life lesson. But all that to say, just guard what you allow in your life during those hard places. And so let's translate this into our kids, because I think it's really important as we pray this week that we think through this with our kids. For our kids, we want them to acknowledge their feelings, but we've got to speak truth into it. Let's pray truth into what our feelings are. And they're just that, they're feelings, they're not truth. And so let's pray for our kids' feelings. Let's pray also that our kids can acknowledge the hard places they're facing so that we can speak truth into them, that they'll actually tell us what they're facing, what's hard. As your kids get older, you don't even know sometimes what's really hard for them. So let's pray that we know what they're struggling with and what's hard for them. And then let's pray that they can preach new sermons. The Lord will preach new sermons in their narrative and in their mind, and that they will listen to music that will bring the Lord to them, that they will surround themselves with scripture, with things that that help them, enable them to move forward, to process when they're struggling. And then also they'll guard their heart, that they'll have people around them that love them well, that point them to the Lord, that they're listening to things, they're doing the things that guard their heart. I think that when our kids have a bad day, we can really pray that they turn to Him, they turn to the Lord. Even turn to us. We're never as good as the Lord, obviously, but not to drugs or self-harm or anything that's short of God's best. And so let's pray very specifically for that, that they will turn to the Lord. Also, let's ask the Holy Spirit to speak into our lives, that we don't try to jump in and fix everything. When our kids are facing a hard day, let's step back and let them seek the Lord in the middle of that. And then also, let's remind our kids and routinely talk about the places where God's faithful. So in the places where we're like David, we're like, how long are you going to let this go on? Where are you, Lord? Why have you forsaken me in this moment? Like, let's be able to go back and know that the truth is He's always faithful. Same yesterday, today, and forever. And so with that, let me read you our psalm. It's really short, and then I'm going to pray for us. Psalm 13. How long, O Lord, would You forget me forever? How long will You hide Your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and every day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemies triumph over me? Look on me and answer, O Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death. My enemy will say, I've overcome him, and my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I trust in Your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in Your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, for He has been good to me. Lord, You have been good to us, and we are so grateful for that. Lord, thank You that You are good and You are kind and You love us, You're for us, that You care about our habits, our routines, You care about our good days and our bad days. Lord, thank You for David's words, his honest words, and thank You, Lord, that we have feelings. You've created us as feeling people, and that, Lord, we can acknowledge those feelings to You. And so we give You that and ask You, Lord, in our lives, the lives of our family, for our children, Lord, that we understand that our feelings are not truth and that we can see truth, Lord, that You will open our eyes, that You will enlighten our eyes no matter what we're facing. Pray for our kids, Lord, that they will see the bigger picture, a bigger perspective. Lord, in those moments where it's hard, maybe where there's dark thoughts that creep into their minds, Lord, that they will turn to You. Lord, keep our kids from self-harm. Keep our kids from drugs. Keep our kids from sexual promiscuity, all the things, Lord, that they may be tempted to go to for an answer, Lord, for relief. May they turn to You. I pray specifically for every one of our kids in this very moment, Lord. I pray that You will keep them away from drugs. Lord, I pray that You'll keep them away from alcohol, abusive relationships, Lord. I pray that You'll keep them whole and pure, and Lord, You will love them and show them that You care about them. And Lord, all the things that we fear the most for our kids that scares us, with suicide, Lord, with having sex before they're married, all the things that we worry about that we don't want for them, Lord. I pray in this moment, Lord, that we can have a peace about that, Lord. We turn that over to You and we ask You, Lord, to protect our kids. We ask You, Lord, to put a new song in their heart, that You will take out the narrative that's so dark and so hard on the days, Lord, where they're facing the roughest places. And Lord, I pray that we will just have homes that are filled with hope and joy, that we're realistic, we can hear the truth of what's going on in the realities of this world, but that we are eternity focused, Lord. And we know these are not our best days. Our best days are with you in all eternity. And so we can have fun, we can have good days, but Lord, we can have bad days, and that's okay too, because we know you author them all and you are faithful and true in all of those days. Help our kids to see that, give them the bigger perspective, and lighten their eyes and whatever they're facing in these moments. In your precious name we pray, amen. All right, you guys, that's the bad day. And that's my bad day with my shingles shot, okay? Once again, I'm at that age, everyone, okay? For you that are like 25, they're listening to this, and you're like, what's the lady talking about? Someday, someday. All right, you guys, next week we're going to talk about the key to struggling. We really are. We're getting close to wrapping this up. We're going to talk about identity after that, another huge one. And then the last one, I think, of the school year is the key to walking with God. And so we are getting there. So I'm thankful you're with us. We know your days are busy. As always, thank you for joining us as we pardon the mess.